Once again, another edition of the Shooting USA podcast from the 2018 SHOT Show in the Sands Convention Center. This time, we're in the shooting accessories area of the Vista booth. My guests are Jesse Harrison and Casey Eusebio. You've seen both of these players on the show a number of times. They're both world champion shooters. They're here with me now in front of you on the internet and in your ears on the stereo. It is an exciting thing. How about that for an intro? Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
One take.
That's all it takes. Well, you know, you don't need to tell people that. We'll get this right here.
Oh, thank you.
There, you sound so much better for the people. The big news, the thing we're here to announce, the thing, well, among many things, Casey is the newest member of Team Bushnell. Welcome, Casey.
Yay!
Super stoked.
We know that you shoot a lot of red dot optic type shooting, open division, four steel challenge, many
carry
time
optics.
Champion, carry optics.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, USPSA, world shoots coming up, things like
that's
that.
Right, that's right.
Talk about the products within the Bushnell line that you're going to be using.
So I just saw this today, actually, and I started drooling over it. I was super stoked. This is the First Strike 2.0.
That's big news.
It's got a 4 MOA, 25 objective, positive adjustments on your sighting in, so that's really nice. You've got your intensity settings in here, and I am just ecstatic to shoot this thing.
They did this in a press release about a week ago, and I was looking at it, and I was thinking, that is really cool. The big answer here is the new big objective. Like you said, 27 millimeters?
Wow. It should be 25.
25 millimeters. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's the biggest small footprint red dot that Bushnell has ever offered,
right.
And it's absolutely about as flawless as it gets.
I'm still drooling.
In the AR optics line, which you know is close and dear to my heart, because that hits people not so hard in the wallet. That's
like
a good thing.
Absolutely.
That's
nice.
That's a good thing. Jesse and I represent the brand Hoppies, and their big news is the new Boar Snake Den.
Ba-ba-da-ba.
And when you look at that, you're thinking, wow, new packaging for a boar snake. It is new packaging for
but
a boar snake, but there's more.
There's more.
I have the one that opens.
No, you don't.
You do. Go ahead. Show the people.
I got it.
Show the people.
So you have a place to store your boar snake now.
That's
and
important.
Also,
because
that's
after
important.
You use your boar snake, it will tend to have solvents and things like that and
dirt
and funk on it. You don't want to just throw that back in your bag with the rest of your stuff.
Exactly.
Now you put it back in its den.
The big news
is
we now have a handle for your boar snake. So you feed through like so, and then you're going to clamp it off here.
Right.
And then you pull through the barrel. You now have a handle.
You have a T-handle to pull the boar snake through.
Did you see how easy I pulled?
Yeah.
That is the number one piece of feedback that the people at Hoppies have gotten about the boar snakes ever since their inception is it can be very difficult to pull through.
Absolutely.
Yeah, especially if you have a brand new one or if you have the one that's my favorite, the Viper. It has extra brushes on here.
Here's how they've solved it. They've solved it by creating not only the T-handle, but then also the polymer plastic den that keeps the thing away from the rest of your stuff in your bag. I did a bit for Shooting USA yesterday. They have redefined, again, the cutting edge of firearms care. I mean, it just,
absolutely.
I don't know how it gets any better than that.
They also have them in all calibers.
Absolutely.
And this is now the packaging that will replace all the boar snake packaging. So if you go to buy a boar snake now, this is what you're going to get.
That's what
you're
going
to get.
So
it's not like you have to look for something special.
Right. So. One caliber that they have released that I'm very excited about, 6mm. That happens to be the caliber of my precision rifle. They also have one in 6.5. That half a millimeter doesn't sound like a lot of difference.
It is.
But they've addressed it. For you guys who are shooting 6.5, you don't want to be pulling a 6mm through. And for you guys shooting 6mm, even with the T-handle, you're going to struggle to pull a 6.5 through there. You don't want to do that.
That's really nice.
Get the one specific to your gun. Another piece of news within the Boar Snake line, 9mm, one of the most popular calibers they offer. With all of the guys out there shooting PCCs now, a 9mm in the length that you would use for your pistol is going to be too short for your PCC.
Right.
So they have a carbine length 9mm.
Yay.
Wow.
I mean,
innovative.
It seems very simple. We've added a little length to the pull string.
It's
that
not.
Makes a lot of
but
sense.
But if you're trying to run a boar snake through your rifle with a pistol, it makes all the difference.
Let me tell you what that represents. The people behind Hoppies are shooters.
Yes,
because
they are.
A company of people who don't shoot, it would never occur to them to add that
to
length. None of that even computes. Yeah. It's like it's a 9mm. It's good enough for you.
No.
Not at Hoppies. These people shoot, and they know their stuff.
That's what I love about Hoppies, too. And also, they come out and they watch us shoot.
Yes.
They're very involved with their team and their ambassadors, and it's just a great company. I've been using Hoppies products since I was literally a kid. I mean, I remember the smell of my dad's Hoppy's number 9 in his gun shop.
So absolutely.
It's phenomenal.
It's memories.
Well, as you guys know, I had the great honor to tour the late Colonel Jeff Cooper's gun room at the sconce at Gunsight, and I found his bottle of Hoppy's number 9. Yeah, Colonel
still
Cooper
there.
Used Hoppy's number 9.
That's insane.
That's awesome.
Yeah, and it's still sitting there. They've preserved his gun room sort of as a memoriam to him. And there it is, an original glass bottle of Hoppy's number 9. That's pretty cool.
Yeah,
so that's
hang
really
on to
cool.
that. If I could get it.
Yeah,
I don't have glass bottles.
Very cool.
Awesome stuff. Always good news. I got a little computer thing happening here. I'll just solve that the easy way and old-fashioned way by letting it play through. It's technology, people. And as you know, the reward for good work is more work. So speaking of more work, we've got some things in the works coming this year with you guys. Casey, you and I have already talked about this, but let's tell the people a little bit about your sort of clinic. I guess that sort of sums it up. Is it a clinic? Tell me about it. It's an
more
experience.
Of a summit. Yeah, it's
summit.
Experience.
I like
you're
the
also,
word.
You're also learning. You're having a good time with guys that have 18 to 20 years of experience in military and the shooting field. So our company, Meta Group, stands for Most Effective Training Available, is hosting an event October 5th through 7th. Mm-hmm. And Pistol will be covered by myself, yours truly.
Right.
Doing draws, shooting on the move, all sorts, all the facets of, right. of pistol shooting, the hard stuff, the easy stuff, the fun stuff. I have a current active duty USASOC Special Forces soldier to be teaching rifle positional work, teach guys, tell war stories. It's going to be a good time.
Right.
And I also have a 18 Delta, which for our viewers that don't know what that is the job of a Special Forces medic to cover the field medicine, the trauma, tourniquets, all the fun stuff, the stuff that people forget that is really important when it comes to shooting. What happens when you get shot? How do you fix yourself?
Well, that's the exciting thing for me, that when we started talking about this concept for you, that's what sets it apart from anything else that I've seen in the 25 years that we've been doing this. Mm-hmm. This is somebody at a professional level addressing the need to not only teach people to shoot, but also teach people what to do in the event that the worst happens. And that's not necessarily just on the range.
No.
That could be in everyday life. You could see a traumatic experience. You know, there could be a trauma situation that needs immediate attention. And if you have learned how to do it properly, and you have the equipment with you, you can save a life.
Absolutely.
And this is groundbreaking stuff. That's why I'm excited to have Shooting USA involved. You'll be able to see this not only through our social media feeds, but also on Shooting USA later on in the fall, October, you said.
Absolutely. So we'll have good weather out in Georgia. It'll be a good time. At the end of the class, everybody gets a first aid bag from North American Rescue.
Yep.
And more importantly, one of my main sponsors, Zev Technologies, you get a pistol specced out by yours truly.
That's pretty awesome.
It's going to be really cool.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
So 24 slots available, and 24 people will get cream of the crop training, the best training out there, and then also you get a pistol specced out by me. It's going
to
be
really
nice.
As this thing starts to firm up, there will be information, I'm sure, on the website.
Yes.
It's metagroup.us. That's M-E-T-A group.
Mike Echo Tango Alpha group.us.
Roger that.
You can sign up right on the website.
Solid. Awesome. Yes. Jesse, what about you?
So I have in the works as well under Meta Group, our training company. I'm going to put together a ladies clinic.
Very cool.
And mine is not going to be as advanced skill level as what Casey's summit is going to be. I wanted to put something together for ladies that if they have never fired a firearm, never taken that plunge, they can come to this course, and after they go through the course, they will be able to safely and confidently handle their firearm. Mm-hmm. And what I'm going to do is start with classroom time, go over all the fundamentals in the classroom, not on the range yet. And then I'm also going to show them how to just take the gun apart, clean it a little bit, do a little bit of care. You're going to have a Hoppy's gun kit that you'll get to take home with you.
Awesome.
Eyes and ears provided, things like that. All the stuff you would need for the range, I will have provided within the range bag.
Very cool.
Then I'll also spend a day on the range with them just to teach them what they learned in the classroom setting and then apply it with live fire. And I want to make it a fun, safe, comfortable environment for the ladies. And I'm also going to cater to the ladies. So we're going to have lunches and breakfast catered in. We're going to have a little cocktail hour at the end to wrap it up. Mm-hmm. We'll have a nice goodie bag to give the girls. So it's something that's still in the works. It's very early. I'm hoping to have it by middle of the year, so maybe June, July.
Yep.
But again, once I have all the information set, you can find all the information on metagroup.us.
Way to hook that in.
Yeah.
I was going to do it if you didn't.
That's right.
That's my job. I was going to do it if you didn't, but you did.
And then also on our social media, as we get stuff updated,
sure,
we'll be posting and directing people to Meta Group website so that they can find all the information online.
Outstanding. You hit all the high points.
Yay.
We're so stoked.
Looking forward to it. Can't wait for this season to see how it starts to play out.
Yes.
Shooting the new First Strike 2.0, the newest member of Team Bushnell, and of course, Jesse taking care of all of her firearms using Hoppies. You know I'll be using the Hoppies as well. We've got more from the Shooting USA podcast and video podcast. Stay tuned.